This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has pleaded not guilty to charges related to a security breach of the county's voting machines last year. Peters faces 10 counts total, including 7 felonies. She was in court this afternoon for her arraignment. Peters is accused of helping an unauthorized person copy voting machine hard drives. Information from the machines and photos of their passwords were later leaked online. A trial date is set for March. Medical marijuana sales have fallen to their lowest point since at least 2014. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Medical cannabis sales have dropped almost 60% since peaking during the pandemic, and the number of registered patients has fallen consistently for the last year, down to its lowest point in at least 5 years. Cannabis sales and prices in the recreational side of the business have fallen so much, one business called it a bloodbath situation. And while medical cannabis users pay lower sales taxes, those savings are more than offset by the hassle and cost of getting a medical cannabis card. So many customers are foregoing the fee and paperwork to become a registered patient. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado State University is receiving $5 million to improve its women's athletics programs. The money comes from the Bohemian Foundation, a family-owned philanthropy group based in Fort Collins. CSU says it will use the money to upgrade the women's soccer and softball facilities. The university also plans to build an expanded women's locker room. Right now in Fort Collins, it's 96 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.